Without the wetlands ordinance, this piece of property here, and remember there was four of them right in a row.
McCullough County Commissioner Howard Kessler sits in his car along a dirt road as it begins to rain. The street acts as a de facto dividing line between buildable property and land prohibited from being developed because of the county's wetland protection ordinance. The ordinance creates an extra layer of protection from development around wetlands. Kessler is at odds with his colleagues on the board, who call the ordinance duplicative and burdensome. McCullough Commissioner Randy Merritt says it also violates individual property rights.
You cannot build your house without getting any closer than 35 feet to those wetlands, you know, without violating the wetlands, but you can't technically build the house without getting in 35 feet. You just can't build a house. So it makes your property useless.
In many ways, the small-bedroom community serves as a microcosm of a statewide fight going on 30 miles east in Tallahassee, where Panama City Republican Representative Jimmy Patronis and Newport Richey Republican Senator Wilton Simpson filed measures to scale back a local government's authority to regulate its environment and manage growth. Specifically, the companion bills preempt the county's attempts to adopt, revise, or implement extra regulations dealing with wetlands, springs, and stormwater facilities if said changes were proposed after July 2003. Proponents of the changes say they'll help streamline permitting and make conducting business easier. But Charles Pattison of 1000 Friends of Florida, an environmental advocacy group, says counties have taken the lead in regulating their environments out of necessity.
You know, when you look at the water quality situation around the state and you see what's happened with the strict reliance on state and federal permit controls, it's pretty easy to understand why many local governments would want to have some tighter control.
Pattinson says the bills are nothing more than attempts to usurp control from local governments in favor of large land developers and agricultural interests. He also finds the bill's permitting duration changes troubling. Both measures would allow water management districts to issue a 30-year-long permit to commercial water users. But Philip Leary, a lobbyist for the agricultural industry, says the law does nothing more than clarify existing statute.
Section 1 clarifies the intent of the legislature when they adopted the Agricultural Lands and Practices Act, which essentially eliminated duplication of regulation by cities and counties.
But environmentalists like Pattinson say long-term permits are dangerous and don't allow for continuous and thorough review of a business's operations. But he also contends that the most worrisome provisions of both measures stem from the limits they put on county government and individual voters. Although mostly stricken from the Senate version, both measures originally included restrictions on voter referendums that sought to implement environmental protection rules. Pattinson calls preempting a county's voting procedure just another way the state is overreaching.
Some local governments have chosen to put a supermajority, which means, of course, a majority plus one of the sitting commissioners. Typically, that's been done to protect certain important either environmental or policy features in a local comprehensive plan.
Many counties have already instituted that type of rule. And in McCullough County, an environmentalist-led voter referendum is seeking to do just that. Still, it isn't clear whether the companion bills will align before the end of the legislative session.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.